Have you ever started following Jesus through one of life's storms, but then felt overwhelmed by the circumstances? The Apostle Peter knew what that's like. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Austin Adamek has gained a clearer understanding of what Peter experienced.
Peter eventually walks out. He says, "Jesus, if that's really you, tell me to come and walk out in the water and I'll do it." And Jesus just simply says, "Come." When Peter was focused on that word, he was able to walk out on the water, walk in this middle of this storm, and he was literally walking on top of water, which we know is impossible. But the scripture says when he started perceiving the wind and the waves is when he started to sink. When he started perceiving and he forgot about the promise of God, the promise of Jesus that said, "Come," and that he would sustain him, he started freaking out and he started to sink.
Jesus saved Peter by grasping his hand, but the storm still raged on.
The truth of the matter is, scripture says that the wind and the waves didn't cease until they got back into the boat. So the whole time, Peter's walking over the waves, walking through wind, walking through this massive storm, but the difference is he's holding Jesus' hand through all of it.
Even though the storms of life rage on, we too can have assurance that as followers of Jesus, he is with us.
And it's when that happens, and it's when we are faithful and walking with him, it's that's when the enemy finally relents, and that's when we see when they get back in the boat, the wind and the waves do cease. We can take that step of faith. We can trust God.
Remember, Jesus will walk with you through every storm. So remain faithful to him and not focused on the trials swirling around you. Do you want to learn more about walking closely with Jesus? Go to makingyourlifecount.com and click the Who is Jesus tab.